Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Calm. Ever feel like life's a cosmic lemon squeezer? Like it's just tossing lemons your way and expecting you to make lemonade with a smile on your face. Trust me, I get it. We all have those days, those weeks, heck, sometimes even those entire months where everything feels like a sour patch. But here's the thing. Lemons are still ingredients. It's how we choose to use them that matters. Today, we're diving into staying positive when life throws its inevitable curveballs, and trust me, you don't want to miss this. Now, before we get started, let's be real. Positivity isn't about burying your head in the sand and pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's not about toxic positivity that dismisses your real feelings. No, it's about cultivating a mindset that helps you navigate the tough stuff with resilience and grace. Think of it like this. Life's a roller coaster, and there are going to be those loops and drops that make you want to scream. But a positive mindset is like having a super strong grip on those safety bars. It helps you weather the storm and enjoy the ride even more. So, what does staying positive actually look like? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously change your game. First up, practice gratitude. It sounds cliche, I know, but seriously, take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. Had a delicious cup of coffee this morning. Your comfy bed. A genuinely kind interaction with a stranger. These little moments add up. When you focus on the positive, it shifts your perspective and makes even tough times feel a little brighter. Second, reframe your thoughts. Our brains are wired to jump to negative conclusions. It's practically automatic. But what if we could consciously choose to see things differently? Instead of "this is awful," try "this is challenging, but I can learn from it." Instead of "I can't do this," try "this will be tough, but I'm going to give it my best shot." Remember, your thoughts shape your reality. By choosing to focus on the positive, you create a more empowering and resilient experience. Next up, cultivate self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. We're all human, we make mistakes, we stumble, and that's okay. It doesn't mean you're a failure. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move forward with grace. Now, let's talk about action. Positivity isn't just about thinking happy thoughts, it's about taking steps towards your goals, even when things feel difficult. Break down those big, daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Celebrate each small victory along the way. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. And finally, don't be afraid to reach out for support. We all need a hand sometimes, and there's absolutely no shame in asking for help. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide you with valuable perspective and encouragement. Okay, real talk time. Picture this. You're walking down the street, feeling pretty good about yourself, when suddenly bam. A rogue skateboarder cuts you off, almost knocking you over. Your first reaction? Probably a mix of anger, frustration, maybe even a little fear. But what if, instead of letting that negative energy take over, you took a deep breath and said to yourself, "Well, this is an unexpected turn of events, but I'm going to use it as an opportunity to practice my patience and resilience." See, even in a frustrating situation, there's always a choice. You can choose to get sucked into negativity, or you can choose to rise above it and find the silver lining. So, what did we learn today? Staying positive isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about approaching it with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Practice gratitude, reframe your thoughts, treat yourself kindly, take action, and don't be afraid to ask for support. Remember, even when life throws you lemons, you have the power to make lemonade and maybe even a darn good margarita. Don't forget, every day is a new opportunity to cultivate positivity and build resilience. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and keep making lemonade. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.